So right now, I'm very pleased to welcome a wonderful songwriter. His name is John Waterman, and he'll be featuring here next week. And he's a multi-instrumentalist. He does great covers as well as his own songs. And he was kind enough to come here to promote his feature for next week. Please welcome John Waterman.
Maybe a little higher. Yeah. Should be good. That was a real nice mini set. There's a true story about a man named Lewis Taylor who was recently released from prison. He'd been convicted of starting a deadly hotel fire in Tucson, Arizona. When he was arrested, he professed his innocence, but they found him guilty. And he spent the next 40-odd years of his life behind bars. They finally reopened the case and found that the fire had been caused by faulty electrical wiring. Lewis Taylor was 16 when he was arrested. He was 57 when he got out of prison. His wasn't the story of the hurricane. Bob Dylan didn't write a song to help him clear his name. So for 40 years he languished in an Arizona cell. But Lewis Taylor didn't start that fire at the Pioneer Hotel. It was a late night in December 1970. More than 29 lives were lost in that tragedy. 'Cause an all-white jury voted, Lewis Taylor had to pay. You can't give years back to a man once you've taken them away. Burn hotter than the fires of hell. No walls are ever colder than those of a prison cell. Where a man wrongly convicted has been condemned to dwell. Bear a smoldering despair no prayer can ever quell. See, Lewis Taylor, he didn't start that fire. Pioneer Hotel. Yeah, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that landed him in the wrong place for a long time. 40 years he spent locked in an Arizona cell. But Lewis Taylor, he didn't start that fire at the Pioneer Hotel. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Hey, I hope you'll come by next week. It should be a fun time.
Thank you very much, John. Great job by John Waterman. One more.